This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Control of the airwaves, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss, and the toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, that's 855-450-3733, and you can Skype in to join us at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melody.
And Mark.
Now, of course, you can bring up anything, that is the point of the show, but we also bring stuff in that we think you're going to be interested in discussing, including, well, one of the biggest stories of the year in as far as international news is concerned, and that is that the summit between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump is slated for a matter of hours from now. It's supposed to be happening on June 12th, and given that we are in the Eastern time zone, June 12th, is already happening somewhere in the world. I'm not sure what time it is in Korea and Singapore right now, but it may very well be the morning. It may very well be late morning at this time. I haven't checked that yet, because I know that I have a station in Guam. We've got a station in Guam that airs the show, and if I call them at 10 o'clock at night here, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon there the next day. So what time they're
talking
starting
into the future.
Yes. So what time they're starting the summit, not clear, but they are. It's happening, and this is, you know, very big news. According to the story on this, and then coming up, we'll talk about education and suicide, apparently, which is what Melanie wants to discuss.
I wouldn't call it education, but yeah.
Fair enough. The AP has a story on it. We're going to get to that coming up, but first we go to the phones, to the phone. You can call in about anything you want. We've got Nolan on the line in New York. Nolan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello?
I was the guy who asked about Republicans and weed and everything.
Hang on one second, Nolan. You're a little bit low in your levels. I think that may be an issue on the board ops side. Okay. Can you say that one more time?
Hi. I called in last week. I asked about Republicans and the weed question and everything. But my question this week is about the 2020 election. Because obviously I'm a registered Republican, although I have libertarian ideas, but I'm morbidly curious as to who the Libertarian Party is going to nominate in 2020, because Gary Johnson says he's not going to run again.
Thank goodness.
Good, which is probably good, because I thought he wasn't great. And
did you vote for him?
Bill Weld, huh?
Did you vote for him?
I was 17 at the time.
Okay.
I would have voted for him hesitantly, although I was not impressed, especially with Bill Weld as vice president, as the vice presidential nomination, since Bill Weld actually signed gun control legislation when he was governor of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
But Gary Johnson, you know, he's kind of been kicked to the curb. Now people mainly view him as a joke after the Aleppo gaffe. And he says he's not going to run again. And Austin Peterson is running for Senate, and he's now a Republican, and he's saying he's not going to want to run for president in 2020. So what's the next playbook for libertarians? Because I don't like Trump, and unless the Democrats have like a seismic shift and go back to when they were classical liberals and were in favor of free trade and were in favor of capitalism and everything.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Which is not going to happen. I know, I say that sarcastically. I mean that sarcastically. So chances are I won't be voting for the Democrats. I don't like Trump, so I'm probably going to be voting for the the Libertarian nominee, or I'm at least going to be turning to the Libertarians to see who they have, but who would they have in 2020? Like, who would be a potential?
You're in the kind of the same position as I am. I'm a registered Republican, but the Republicans rarely put up a candidate that I find to be acceptable. I voted for Derek Johnson. He certainly wasn't perfect on every issue, every time. I don't actually believe that there are perfect candidates, so I understand that I'm going to make a some kind of compromise. Ron Paul is not a perfect candidate. Ron Paul did not have very good solutions when it came to border control or the lack thereof or whatever it might be. So, I liked Ron Paul and I voted for Ron Paul. I gave money to Ron Paul's campaign. But, I'm willing to make the compromise and vote for what I consider to be the best candidate that's out there that has some kind of chance to win. That's on, they got to be on a majority of the ballots in the states and that sort of thing. And I just make my choice from them. Gary Johnson was that choice that I made, and, I'm not unhappy with the vote that I made. But I think what you're doing is getting way too caught up. It's 2018. We're not even – let's figure out what's going to go on in this election before you start getting worried about what goes on in the presidential election. The Libertarians don't have any clue who's going to be running. Their process goes on late in 2020.
And well, we know who has thrown in their hat already. John McAfee is interested.
McAfee's in.
And Adam Kokesh is interested. Rumor has it Bill Weld is also interested.
Oh, no.
Not happy about that. But, hey, that's the Libertarian Party for you. They are they're debased. They don't have their principles anymore, and they haven't had them for, the last decade at least, arguably, for longer than that. So I wouldn't expect any miracles to come out of their process, but certainly
once
people
they get Larry Sharp.
I'm not familiar with Larry. I've heard, some okay things about him. But certainly Daryl and people like him, our co-host Daryl, are going to be going to the Libertarian Party National Convention in the year 2020, and they will be trying, desperately to put forth a candidate that's actually worth talking about. But since they failed to do that over the last decade, I don't expect them to succeed it.
They've only failed because not enough Libertarians go to the Libertarian National Convention and vote on those things. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is that the Libertarian Party has a bad system for bringing in delegates. People.
What's bad about it?
Well, you can just say, moments before you sign up to be a delegate, you can say, I'm a Libertarian.
Yeah.
And then you go. It doesn't matter. There's no acid test or, no commitment to the party, no nothing. You just say I'm a Libertarian, go and vote as a delegate for their president.
So you're saying they should have like a minimum amount of time that the person could be a party
member.
Doesn't
that make sense?
First,
is some level of commitment.
It might take out some of the fly-by nights or something like that. I
think that's really the issue.
Well,
the fly-by nights.
I don't see a negative aspect of that. And I don't. To me, who runs for president is really just who gets a platform to talk about their philosophy for a year, two years. It really has. I don't see them changing anything even if they were to get elected. But, just the ability to walk in and be like, hey, I'm running for president. You don't know who I am, right? Okay, cool. That just seems a really not useful use of resources.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tremendous waste of money. I mean, if you look at the millions of dollars spent on the Ron Paul campaign, there's no doubt he reached some people. But could you have reached more people if you'd spent the same amount of money on a different form of outreach? On a non-political, advertising campaign.
Different people. There are some issues I have with what Ron Paul did, but I can't say that using that platform is a waste of money, even if it costs more than some other platform, because it's not going to get you the same people. Running for president is going to get you a different audience than having a YouTube page or a website or
but
a radio show.
You,
or whatever.
I mean, if Ron Paul was on CNN, couldn't you buy advertising on CNN? If Ron Paul was on some other media thing, I mean, ultimately,
but
that's how Ron Paul reaches
people. Aren't going to respond to your advertising and go Google you and read your website are the people who are going to look into somebody because they're a presidential candidate.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I mean, that's why ultimately I do support the political process, because there are people who can be reached through that process. I'm not against or opposed to people operating within that system, but dollar for dollar, you're probably going to get better results off of doing something else with your money rather than, you know, putting it behind a political campaign. But that said, I agree with you, Mark. We're way too far away from 2020 to really even be worrying about it now. But unfortunately, this is the reality for people in other places outside of New Hampshire. They don't have any other hope. They're just hoping for the next great man on the national scene. Nolan, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. We're coming up here, Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, does school cause suicide? We will look into that. Plus, we can talk about unschooling as well. But first, it is the story, the biggest story right now. We don't always cover the big story in the news, but this one, we got to cover it because we've been talking about North Korea for a long time here on Free Talk Live. This is sort of this fascinating train wreck example of communism and how it's an abject failure and leads to starvation in people, as happened in the 1990s in North Korea, and kind of following this sort of cult of personality. We just talked a moment ago about the great man syndrome that people have. Well, they got it real bad over in North Korea. In fact, they are essentially ordered to have it under threat of violence. And if you try to leave, then your whole family could be locked up in a prison cell. I mean, it's a crazy place. And now Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un are going to be getting together basically within the next 24 hours to talk about things, to deal, as Donald Trump would likely refer to it. And this is historic. And we actually joked on the air that they ought to get Dennis Rodman in to mediate this.
But he's going to be there.
Turns out Dennis Rodman is going to be in Singapore.
Yeah, I don't think that that's just a coincidence.
And he calls both of these men his friends. So it turns out, so for listeners who aren't familiar, Dennis Rodman arguably, I think, laid the groundwork for this. And it sounds silly, but bear with me for just a minute. You're laughing, Melanie, but bear with me here. Vice Documentaries sent him over, sent Dennis Rodman over there to meet with Kim Jong-un, because I guess Kim Jong-un is a basketball fan, and he's he's familiar with American basketball.
Also, the movie was true.
The movie?
I forgot what the name of it, but the movie about Korea, I think there's only one. I don't remember.
Oh, no, there's lots of movies about Korea.
Are you talking about a fictional film or a documentary?
It was fairly recent. I'm not going to be any more help than that, sorry.
Okay, but are you saying Rodman was in said movie?
No, they were playing basketball. Somebody came from America, and he was playing basketball with Kim Jong-un. They wanted him to assassinate him. Was the plot of the movie.
Okay, I think I heard about this movie that you're talking about where, it was a comedy film.
Yeah.
So that's fictional. Yes, Dennis Rodman really did go over there. They really did have an exhibition basketball game, and he met Kim Jong-un, and they got along, and they called each other friends. And in this story here, Dennis Rodman said that he competed on Celebrity Apprentice. So that was Donald Trump's television show, and that he's, quote, honored to call Trump a friend. He says, quote, he's one of the best negotiators of all time, and I'm looking forward to him adding to his historic success at the Singapore summit. So I don't know if that means that Rodman's going to be physically present at this summit, but turns out a lot of people are, according to one of the stories I was reading about this. They're going to be, here it is from the AP, they're going to be in a location in front of 3,000 journalists. This isn't your typical closed-door negotiation
session. Interesting.
Yeah. How many times has something like this actually happened? I mean, honestly, I don't know. I'm not a international Politico kind of follower, right? Like, I don't follow politics on the international scene. I don't even really follow it on the national scene. I don't know most of the names of these politicians that get news coverage and things. But this is something worth following because you can remember back when it was in the mid-aughts when George W. Bush called North Korea part of the Axis of Evil, right? It was Iran, it was North Korea, and what was the third nation in the
Iran,
Axis?
North Korea, and I can't remember
the third one, which obviously was forgettable.
Yeah.
So now there's a good chance that this is not going to be considered one of the enemies of the United States if this negotiation goes forward. And it seems like Kim Jong-un is motivated to do this. Because for years they had kept to themselves. They had, they were called the Hermit Kingdom or whatever. They, the purported supreme leader of North Korea would not leave North Korea. They wouldn't step foot outside of North Korea. But Kim Jong-un has done so. He has even stepped into South Korea in a recent meeting with the South Korean president at the border. And now he's traveling to Singapore. According to the AP, spare a moment as you anticipate one of the most unusual summits in modern history to consider North Korea's leader as he left the all-encompassing bubble of his locked-down stronghold of Pyongyang Sunday and stepped off a jet onto Singapore soil for his planned sit-down with President Donald Trump on Tuesday. There's just no recent precedent for the gamble Kim Jong-un is taking. As far as we know, his despot father only traveled out of the country by train, and rarely at that because of fears of assassination. Kim, up until his recent high-profile summit with South Korea's president on the southern side of their shared border, has usually hunkered down behind his vast propaganda and security services, or made short trips to autocrat-friendly China. While Singapore has authoritarian leanings, it's still a thriving bastion of capitalism and wealth. In fact, we've reported on the top 20 or top all the well they rank all of the nations, most of them, on a economic freedom index over the years. And Singapore, regularly for the last decade plus, is ranked in at number 2. So you are talking about a very free place as far as economics is concerned compared to the rest of the world. According to the story here, let's see. So it's a thriving bastion of capitalism, and Kim will be performing his high-stakes diplomatic tightrope walk in front of 3,000 international journalists, including a huge contingent from the ultra-aggressive South Korean press, sometimes referred to by Pyongyang as, quote, reptile media, unquote, two of whom were arrested by Singapore police investigating a report of trespassing at the residence of the North Korean ambassador. While he famously attended school in Switzerland, traveling this far as supreme leader is an entirely different matter for someone used to being the most revered, most protected, most deferred to human in his country of 25 million people. Kim is essentially...
Yeah, it's a whole different world outside of North Korea. For
right.
Yeah.
You're not the dear leader of Singapore or anywhere else, for that matter. He is essentially upsetting two decades of carefully choreographed North Korean statecraft and stepping into the unknown. I mean, this is unheard of. The North Korean, you know, media, which is, of course, all state-run, everything there is completely controlled by the state.
Sure.
The radio, the television, whatever internet they have, which most people probably can't access, it's controlled by the state. And for the longest time, every single thing they've ever done has basically blamed the United States for their problems. The United States, and in some cases, rightfully so, has been portrayed as an imperial threat, this sort of ongoing imperial threat that has placed the Koreas in the situation that they're in during the Korean War, and has, you know, assisted Japan in splitting the two countries, which one at one time was one nation.
Sure. That's why they murdered some of our service members in the DMZ for cutting down a tree.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Well, their side of that is service members shouldn't have been on the North Korean side of the border, and that it was a threat to, you know, their safety.
You know what a threat to their safety is? Harming U.S. service members.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News.
A new Department of Justice Inspector General report is expected to come out this Thursday. In the report, we're hoping to find out what was going on in the FBI under former Acting Director James Comey, and also what was going on in the Department of Justice under former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Former FBI Director Chris Wecker says there may be some big news made later this week.
I think there's going to be some very important information in there regarding Strzok, Page, McCabe, Comey, the Attorney General herself, The only one that's still left with the FBI and is on the rolls is Strzok, and I'm pretty sure he's going to get fired. There may be some criminal recommendations coming out of it for Comey's theft of government property, the memos.
President Trump is continuing to prepare for his meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. We also saw not too long ago that Dennis Rodman arrived, although he will have no official capacity in the summit. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us whatever you want. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Also, want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System. If you've got a home, well, you probably should have a home security system. Just because, why not? You know, just a little extra safety, especially if it doesn't cost you a whole lot. And the Blink Home Security System definitely does not cost a whole lot when compared with other home security systems, which are a whole lot harder to install, the other ones, because they involve wired cameras. Blink is wireless. You just unbox it, you put the batteries in that are included, and then you put the cameras up wherever you want them and get it all set up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device within a matter of moments. It is super easy to do. We've done it. Mark, you and I, we've both done this in our respective places that we live.
Yep.
Also, it'd be great for a small office, in my opinion. What you do to get 15% off the already affordable price is go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. So, this negotiation here between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un from North Korea, scheduled to start, I'm not sure at what time, but it's coming very soon. It's scheduled for June 12th. It's likely already June 12th over in North Korea right now,
yeah,
probably morning
much,
or late
yeah.
afternoon, or not late afternoon, but early afternoon at this time. Maybe late morning, but either way, I didn't bother to look it up. Anyway, this is historic. It's historic in a few different ways. It's historic because the so-called supreme leader of North Korea has never done anything like this in, you know, decades, since basically the country split in two.
So is it in Korea time that you're concerned with, or
Singapore time?
7:35 a.m.
Okay, bright and early in Singapore
right
now.
Seems a little too early for...
Yep, definitely too early.
Trump does get up early.
So it's unprecedented from that perspective in that, you know, it's very rare to see the so-called supreme leader in North Korea even leave North Korea at all. There's that. But let alone actually negotiate with their biggest enemy, an organization that, and certainly the United States government, is not a good organization, and neither is the Korean government. I mean, these are two criminal gangs that are going into a negotiation. I don't think we should have any illusions about that. Governments are agencies of coercive force over a particular geographic landmass, and they've got a monopoly on that coercive force. So these are not...
Monopolies tend to be corrupt. At this point, these are the kinds of governments we have.
Yeah.
I prefer South Korea and the United States over North Korea.
All the evidence shows that North Korea is a terrible place to live.
I think
no
that
doubt.
We could see a lot better things for the people of North Korea if these negotiations go well.
Yeah, absolutely, because one of the problems in North Korea is that they're essentially under a boycott, or not boycott, but, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? The sanctions. You know, they're under sanctions by the federal government. You can't trade with North Korea in the same way that you can't trade with Iran. Even if you wanted to, even if you, you know, wanted to help a business over there or start a business or something like that, you would have no legal way of going about doing that. And so it's possible some of those barriers could come down after this, and that would be incredibly good for the North Korean people. It would be good for the entire world to have fewer tensions between those countries. So, but also unprecedented in that, when was the last time that you had a negotiation between two heads of state that was on display for the entire world to see in front of 3,000 journalists internationally? Does that ever happen?
No, I've never heard of any such thing.
Because
normally
these are closed-door affairs. Some dignitary or diplomat or whatever, or the president.
It's basically a reality TV program that Trump is just, you know, doing the, you know, the boss or whatever. What was the name of his thing?
The Apprentice, where he fired people.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine why Kim Jong-un would do it other than the fame that he might get out of it.
There's fame involved, but he's already infamous.
No doubt.
So there's that.
But, I mean, I maybe he feels like he's really got America over the barrel. Like,
I don't think so.
Here's the facts.
I can't imagine that, but it will be interesting,
right? It might behoove him to be seen being attacked by America in his own country for political purposes. Well, this is why everything's horrible, because they keep hurting us.
Well, certainly that's the propaganda from the North Korean government, is that the U.S. government has been hurting them. I mean, if you watch the documentaries, and this is all we have to go by, right, from the escapees from North Korea and the documentaries that have been produced about North Korea.
Right.
You know, this is what we have to go by, and they will tell you that the North Korean power, when it goes out, they blame it on the United States. I mean, it's ridiculous, but that's what they do.
We also have proof that, there's no, basically, besides Pyongyang, there's no power in the country. That these people are living something close to feudal serfdom, throughout there. And the chances are that in a place like that, with some modern amenities for the leaders, that, you're going to have a pretty nasty dictatorship.
Right. So, back to the story here. While he famously attended school in Switzerland, this is the AP reporting on this here. Traveling this far as supreme leader is an entirely different matter for someone used to being the most revered, most protected, and deferred to human in his country of 25 million. Essentially, Kim is upsetting two decades of carefully choreographed North Korean statecraft and stepping into the unknown. There's speculation about how he'll perform on the world stage, although one question was answered on Sunday. His grim-faced, well-muscled bodyguards marched alongside his armored limousine at one point in Singapore, just as they did when he met the South Korean leader in April. But amid the curiosity is an even more fundamental question. Why is he taking this risk at all? Now, here's the AP's analysis. The nuts and bolts first. How do you protect what many North Koreans consider their single most precious resource, the third member of the Kim family to rule and a direct descendant of North Korea's worshipped founder, Kim Il-sung? For those who are unaware, Kim Il-sung is his grandfather. So you get Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-il, and then his son, Kim Jong-un. So that's the current guy, Kim Jong-un. His grandfather is literally worshipped. They're not just, you know, saying that here.
No, that's pretty close to the truth,
He's worshipped as sort of this eternal president, that even though he's been dead for, I don't know, 20, 30 years or something like that, he's still the president of the country. And they still have statues of him all over the place, and you have to bow to them, and you have to have a picture of him up in your home. And I'm sure that just scratches the surface on the level of obedience that these people are expected and sort of deference that they're supposed to have to this dead man. Hundreds of North Korean security experts have no doubt been up nights wondering how to safeguard Kim Jong-un since Trump shocked the world by accepting the North's invitation to meet. So that's important to note here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kim Jong-un reached out. He wanted to meet with Donald Trump. So that doesn't sound like somebody who's coming at things from a perspective of having someone over the barrel. That's asking for a favor.
He also supposedly had some kind of terrible meltdown at his nuclear reactor factory thing that was out there, the weapons factory. So it may be that he's just like, well, got it. Time to make a deal.
Hundreds.
And Trump loves to make a deal.
Kim arrived Sunday on a Chinese plane, not his official plane, which is called Chunmei-1 and named after the ghost shark, North Korea's national bird. Kim may have shipped over the massive bulletproof and fireproof limousine that became a social media sensation when Kim was shown being driven across the border between the Koreas during his first summit with South Korean President Moon Jae-in in April with a dozen staunch bodyguards encircling the auto. He could be seen speeding through Singapore on Sunday in a black limousine adorned with large North Korean flags. Singapore's The Straits Times reported earlier this month that the Singapore government declared that four black BMW sedans with armored bodies that can withstand gunshots, explosives, and grenades were exempt from certain traffic rules through June 30th. The newspaper said the vehicles weren't from a local authorized dealer, which suggests the cars were brought in specifically for the summit and may be used by Kim.
People are starving in North Korea, and they're shipping these specialized BMWs over so that Kim can ride around in them.
Well, I don't know if they're starving these days. They get a lot of food in sort of influx from different countries to help them get through in the 90s, as I understand it. And since then, Kim has looked the other way when it comes to black market sales. So
not a lot of, these people aren't, these people are suffering from malnutrition. How's that?
There's a good chance that they're not as well, nourished as they could be. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But how many of them are eating grass, boiling grass
soup?
That's
what they used to do, yeah.
These days, we don't know. We don't know. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Word is, though, Kim Jong-un might be interested in McDonald's as part of the negotiation.
Like it. It's free talk.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. Free Talk Live brought to you by Zencash. It is another cryptocurrency. There are a lot of them out there, but what makes Zencash different is its founding and some of the technology that they're using. So they've got a voluntarist founding. People that love the ideas of liberty created Zencash, and they're still backing Zencash through what were some tough times over the last week as the currency took a bit of a fall in price after what they call a 51% attack.
It's back up now.
Was taken against it.
Well, not back up, but it's on its way up.
Okay. Well, so hopefully, right?
Well,
it's come back a little
bit,
is what you're saying.
Yeah,
you're saying it's bounced back a bit.
Yep. Yes, it is.
So we had one of the founders of Zencash, Rob, on the line with us last week. Did a great interview with him, and you should go back to, I think it was Monday. Were you on that episode, Melanie?
Last week they were talking about Zencash, perhaps somebody owned 51% of the servers. And
yeah, were you on that episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what any of that means, but yeah.
Check last week's Monday episode. You can grab that. It's a great explanation of what's going on with the currency these days and how they've, they're working to overcome the technological hurdles that were put in front of them last week. And it looks like the market is supporting them on what they're saying.
So right. It's not. It didn't tank. It didn't tank terribly, at least. And,
It was a buying opportunity.
Yeah, that's what we called it here on Free Talk Live. We actually went out on a limb. We made some decisions to buy ourselves at that time, to even buy more. And I'm still confident with my recommendation to buy at that point. There are lots of people who disagree with me, I must say.
Sure. Well, everybody's got an opinion.
Yep,
Zencash.com is where you can go to learn more about it. Right now, last we talked with Rob from Zencash, they were ranked as the number two crypto as far as nodes in their system, which is a good thing for security. The more nodes you've got in a distributed, decentralized money system like cryptocurrency, that's evidence of strength. It's evidence of security. And you can go and learn more about their 11,000 plus secure nodes and some of the other cool stuff they've got developing over at Zencash.com. So if you're looking at other currencies besides Bitcoin, everybody knows about Bitcoin. You really ought to look closely at Zencash. Go grab their white paper. Check out their website at Zencash.com as we continue here. We're sharing with you the story from the Associated Press on what's happening with the summit that is scheduled for just hours from now over in Singapore, where it is right now, bright and early in the morning. It's about 12 hours difference, apparently, between Eastern time and Singapore time.
Singaporean. Singap- Koreas.
And according to the story at the AP, they're referring to the North Korean Kim Jong-un and how he's been sort of traveling around and, you know, bulletproof, bomb-proof limousines, that kind of thing. And so just kind of setting the stage here where they're going to be performing at an international center with 3,000 journalists attending, which is incredible.
Yeah, they're having a, I don't know, some kind of diplomatic meeting.
This is a state, like, this is a stadium, right?
In a small stadium.
Yeah. One benefit of Singapore from the North Korean point of view is that there will probably be, or there will probably not be any anti-North Korean protests during Kim's stay. Quote, Singapore is like a police state. How can such rallies take place there? Anyone involved in rallies would be arrested.
Your rallies aren't welcome in Singapore.
Said Choi Kang, vice president of Seoul's Asan Institute for Policy Studies. Kim arrived Sunday at the St. Regis Hotel, where his close aide has been based as he leads the North Korean advance team, arranging security and logistics details. South Korea's Hankuk Ilbo reported that Singapore recommended the St. Regis, which hosted Chinese President Xi Jinping during his 2015 summit with the Taiwanese president at that time, because it can be easily secured. But why is he taking the risk? The short answer might be that despite his safety worries, Kim could end up getting much more out of this summit than he'll have to give up. The standard thinking goes that he needs quick help to stabilize and then rebuild an economy that has suffered amid a decades-long pursuit of nuclear bombs, and that the North Koreans see a unique chance to win concessions, legitimacy, and protection from a meeting with the highly unconventional U.S. president who's willing to consider options that past American presidents would not.
Yep, probably true.
Like the option of actually meeting with Kim.
Well, I mean, again, look, I think Trump deserves the accolades for getting here. What he has demonstrated throughout his presidency, at least from the public side, and I'm not saying he's not a cagey character, I don't know, but from a public side is sometimes a lack of depth of knowledge surrounding a given aspect of, a particular, deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be that they're hoping that they can slide some point past him that is really important to them and is really beneficial to them that he may not understand the width and the breadth and the depth of the point and what he's going to have to give up. And, if he then doesn't follow through, he looks bad. They're like, oh, these Americans, you can't deal with them. Gosh darn it, what do we do?
Kim also gets an obvious and immediate win by simply meeting with Trump, writes Joseph Yun, who was the top U.S. diplomat on North Korea until March. It's a, quote, sign of recognition that the North Koreans have sought for decades. In my meetings with North Korea's foreign ministry, its officials have repeatedly emphasized that only a leader-to-leader dialogue could break the nuclear impasse. At the root of this desire lies their central concern, regime survival, he wrote.
Yeah.
Now,
so that he looks better if he meets with Trump rather than with, Pence or who's the Secretary of State right now? I don't know. It's up there.
But anyway, one of the other things that is a big concern of the Kim family over the years, and this is my understanding having, done some reading on the subject, is the idea of reunification. They feel as though the countries never should have been split. It certainly was not their choice to do it. I believe it was the Japanese government that did the splitting.
Okay.
Then ultimately the U.S. Helped cement that.
I don't know how you could avoid the splitting with the two severely different governmental styles that are...
Well, it wasn't that way until the split.
Right.
So, and so they've wanted to reunify the country, and that's unlikely to occur at this point because of the differing governments that you're referring to.
Right. I mean, if we got rid of the DMZ and just said, all right, we're opening the roads back up and everybody can just travel back and forth between the two countries, it's going to be really tough for the Kims to maintain the kind of control that they would want. I would suspect they would lose a whole bunch of people that would just say, things look better down south, and just leave.
More food, television, all kinds of things.
Just like a massive humanitarian disaster descends upon South Korea.
Yeah. Right. The DMZ is, to some extent, the borders, the barbed wire that's on the beaches in North Korea. Those are there to keep people in.
Yeah.
So, you know, how much is going to change out of this? That really is an important question. We don't know. I wouldn't expect to see the border controls drop. I wouldn't expect to see Kim end his prisons. You know, they've got these crazy work camp labor prisons that political dissidents are put into along with other criminals and basically tortured. I mean, it's just absolutely, from what we've heard from people who've been there, it's just absolutely horrifying. Inhumane conditions, like some
certainly
of the worst.
What they want us to believe, what we're expected and wanted to believe.
Some of the worst. Are all those things going to change? I wouldn't go out on a limb. Yeah, probably not. But according to the story here, the summit has been portrayed as a get-to-know-you meeting. Quote, "That's a perfect deal for North Korea. They pocket all of it and lose essentially nothing," said Christopher Hill, President George W. Bush's lead nuclear negotiator with the North. He says the North Koreans have already gotten what they need out of this. Their only issue is how much they have to give up. From what I can tell from Trump's recent comments at the White House, they're not going to be asked to do much, unquote. Kim, so this guy's pretty skeptical, right? And some of the people, I think, are rightfully skeptical over all the years. According to the media, there have been talks about having talks in the past.
Talks of talks.
You know, the Koreans, the North Koreans, have backed out, and they've, reneged on their agreements. So, are they actually going to denuclearize? That's another question.
You do not want to renege on Donald Trump.
It could just be as simple as you have two really kind of out there politicians who are like, hey, you know what would make really good footage? Let's go have this meeting. They'd be insane to denuclearize because then the U.S. would bomb them. But
well, the supposed claim is that the U.S. will protect them. I mean
the U.S. claims a lot of things. Right. You'd have to be you'd have to have an IQ like below 50 to actually believe
right.
that.
And Kim, I don't think, is a stupid man. You know,
it doesn't really matter if he is. He's got people that aren't that are with him. So somewhere in that country is somebody with an IQ above 140.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
All right. So there's more on the way here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Thing is, you have to remember there was an event. We should check out the details on this because we reported on it in advance, but we didn't report on it after the fact, where they were going to shut down a nuclear facility in advance of this talk in front of international media.
Right.
And that was slated to happen. So let's see if that actually did occur. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts on the historic summit just hours away.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.